In Mexico, each year, tens of thousands of people celebrate an unlikely hero, the lowly Mexican burro. For the last 40 years, just outside Mexico City in the town of Otumba, they commemorate all things donkey, with a donkey parade, donkey polo, donkey races, and the crowning of the town's very own Miss Burro. But as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, although the burro is one of Mexico's most enduring symbols, all is not well for the hardworking equine.
Mexican President Vicente Fox is being recalcitrant. He stubbornly refuses to move forward. To cheers and jeers from the crowd, he is pushed to little avail on his rump to get him going. The annual Otumba Festival celebrates the Mexican burro, but the donkeys who've been dressed up for the contest as the former Pope, Mexican Mayor Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a Chinese dragon, and of course Fox, don't seem very happy. The winning donkey, whose name is La Giliberta, pulls a cardboard train dubbed the Burro Carril. Her owner, Claudio Flores, gets the equivalent of $545 for first place with the best-dressed donkey. He says the money isn't why he participated.
Porque somos originarios y vecinos del lugar.
We take part, he says, because we are from this place and we are following the tradition of our town. The Otumba Festival began in 1965. A woman called Doña Lola thought it up to draw tourists to this area, which lies only 40 miles northeast of Mexico City, but is far from prosperous. Aurora Violeta Sousa Rives helps organize the yearly event. She says they always use the burro here to carry things, so we gave them a party. Julia Jessica Munoz Mejia is 22, and she's just been crowned La Señorita Miss Burro, because she proved to have the most donkey knowledge.
De hecho, sí, me fascina su trabajo, su labor, porque aparte, yo no sé por qué les llaman burros. Si son
los... She says, I love donkeys, how hard they work. I don't know why they say they're dumb. These are very smart animals who really contribute, she says. Donkeys were first brought to Mexico by Spanish conquistadors. They flourished and became a symbol of rural life, renowned for their ability to carry large loads over Mexico's difficult terrain. But there is a dark side to this donkey tale. Donkeys are disappearing in some parts of this country. Aurora Violeta Sousa Rives says one reason is that farmers are leaving rural life for the big cities. Another is practical. She says they don't use them as much to carry things anymore. They use tractors and big cars because they hold more. Before, everything was the burro, the burro, the burro. In the state of Jalisco, rural development officials were so worried about the depletion of donkeys in their area that they decided to do something about it. Francisco Lugo Serrano is from the Jalisco Office of Rural Development.
El estado de Jalisco y la parte del centro del país prácticamente han desaparecido.
He says, there are regions where we don't have these animals anymore. In Jalisco and in the center of the country, they have practically disappeared. You can find them in the south, but they are in a semi-savage state. We wanted to start a program of repopulation with quality stock, he says. And they look to what may seem at first like an unlikely place, Kentucky. Lugo says that over the years, Mexican donkeys have become genetically inferior. They are now a small breed, while the Kentucky donkeys are much larger and more robust. This month, the state of Jalisco imported 11 male and female donkeys from a retired surgeon in Kentucky to begin the program to strengthen Mexican stock. Dr. Aline Aluja is a professor of veterinary medicine at Mexico City's National University. She heads a program that works with abused burros and horses. She says she believes the greatest danger burros face is ill treatment. Mexican burros have a much shorter life expectancy than those of, say, Europe. Aluja estimates that overall numbers of donkeys have not gone down. She says that there are an estimated 3 million of them across the country. And while some areas are facing a shortage, she says the Mexican donkey will remain a staple of life here because Mexican agriculture revolves around small landholders.
I mean, donkey is the poor man's horse, you know. The donkey really is owned by the very poor people of Mexico. And as long as we have this enormous poverty in the country, we will have donkeys.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.